Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
Such a busy week on the local sports front. So much happening over the next little while. The wrestling and swimming season's now complete. We're gearing up for what could be the final weekend for teams in the high school basketball 3A classification. If you don't win Friday or Saturday, your season is over. We have the girls on Friday and the guys on Saturday. And that's what we're going to focus this particular segment on. The Carbon Lady Dinos earned a victory on Thursday. Now that win forced a three-way tie in Region 14. A coin flip determined the seeding between Union, Carbon, and Juab. Carbon actually finished second in the coin flip tiebreak. And so they will take on Summit Academy. That'll be Friday night at 8:10 p.m. at Wasatch High School in Heber. Carbon could potentially meet up with the Emory Lady Spartans in the second round. Emory lost their coin flip tie break, so now they are the 2 seed from Region 15. They take on Providence Hall. Again, that'll be Friday night at 6:30 p.m. A win for Emory and a win for Carbon. And to open up the quarterfinals at Dixie State on February 22nd, it could be Emory and Carbon. But you have to focus on the first round matchup at hand. Joining us right now to talk about the end of the season and what lies ahead for this team, we have Carbon Lady Dino basketball coach and athletic director Ted Bianco over the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Coach. I know it's go time for you guys now as we gear up for the state tournament. This is what we play all year for.
It's the best time of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys had a very interesting region, Coach, and we got to talk about that. A three-way tie at the top of the standings. You don't see that too often. We're used to seeing ties, but three-way ties, I mean, I think it speaks to the parity in Region 14.
Well, the three top teams in our region were fairly closely matched. We all won against each other on our home courts, and we all lost against each other on their home courts. So it was a fun year in Region 14 for us, for sure, and we learned a lot about ourselves, and I felt like we got better as the season went on. So we're excited to see what the tournament brings us.
Yeah, you and I were talking a couple of weeks ago about that progression and how you guys continue to improve throughout the entire year. Going into the region season, Coach, the goal, I know, was always a region championship. How realistic was that, did you feel, for this team going into the year?
I felt like, looking at where we were at, you know, with a brand new team and so many young kids, that, you know, we'd had success against Juab and Union in the past, but I felt like, second place would probably be where we would end up. But as the season went on and we continued to improve and we continued to play the way we did, those feelings changed. I knew that this particular group, if they wanted to, they could win a region championship, and they did that. You know, unfortunately, a coin flip put us as a second seed, but we're happy to be there, and we'll play who we have to face. First up is Summit Academy, and if we don't get past that, then our season's over, and that's not what we want to have happen.
What aspect of the game did you guys improve most on to allow you to tie with Union and Juab, Coach?
I felt like after the Union game, we kind of, at Union, we didn't play well, but we gave ourselves a chance to win. I thought that game probably woke us up the most. It gave our kids a chance to see where they were really at and how good they could possibly be. So that game was a real wake-up call for us. And then after that, I thought we started playing better. And it was that little jolt that got us going. So I was really pleased with that.
This region is very top heavy. You got Delta in the middle, and I think Delta is an okay squad, but the bottom half, you got ALA, Providence Hall, Macer Prep. Is it difficult for a young team to continue to improve when you're winning games 73-15?
It's tough because, you know, your starters don't get to play a lot, and you're not getting pushed. You're not getting challenged as much as you probably should be. So that's the hard part with that. Of course, we want to win every game we can, but the hard part when you're winning games like that is your team is just not getting. I don't know that you get better playing against a team like that. Your young kids get an opportunity to play, but your main core group, they're riding the pine for a lot longer than what they probably should be.
Now, I was with the Emory boys squad on Friday. I got to witness a coin flip, or we got to talk right after a coin flip happened. When you have a three-way tie, how's that coin flip administered?
So what we did is we had a conference call, and all three schools flipped. The odd man out got first. So GWAP had heads, and I think us and Union had tails, so GWAP got first seed, and then we flipped again, and Union called it, and they called heads, and it was tails, and we got the second seed. So there was two coin flips.
You guys get the number two seed coach, and I know it's always unfortunate that a coin flip determines something, but at the same time, Summit Academy's a squad that was 2-6, didn't necessarily play great basketball throughout the year. I believe overall their plus minus differential was even. What do you know about Summit Academy?
They have a couple big girls. They have one girl that's averaging about 13 a game. They have a couple of athletic players on their team. They're not real fast. It's a team, if we come out and play well against and put pressure on the ball, we should be able to beat them. It's just anything can happen in the tournament. So we're going to prepare for them just like they're the number one team in the state and get ready to go. So our girls are going to have to come prepared. Like I said, anything can happen, and that's the thing that scares you the most as a coach. You just never know how you're going to play. So hopefully we step up to the plate and go out and do our job.
I know in years past, 3A had that play-in game the higher seed would host. That definitely gives you a decisive advantage. Do you prefer that to the neutral site?
I like it better because it makes more sense. You don't have to gather 16 teams for a day-long basketball tournament and then have to provide all the help and everything that's needed for that. It's just easier to host at the home sites and move on. I guess if they want 16 teams to go to the tournament, they should probably decide that they want it to be the first round to be the true state tournament, and let's all go meet at the state tournament site and play basketball. This first-round game being at a neutral site, in my opinion, is probably wasn't the best idea, but we were outvoted. All the 3A schools were outvoted. I think Emory was the only 2A school that voted to have the home site situation like 3A has normally had. So it is what it is, and we'll go play. It'll be a fun atmosphere for us, and we have the late game. We play at 8:10 on Friday. So if you don't have anything else better to do, come up and watch the Lady Dinos take on Summit Academy. I believe our game is right after the Emory game.
Yeah, definitely is. Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad. Coach, I was talking to some other media members over the weekend, and they said, you know, the bottom half of the bracket, it's more favorable because you only have one number one seed. And I said, that's insane to say that because Emory comes in at the number two. That's a legitimate number one team. They lost a coin flip to Richfield. And then you have Carbon, who's the number two seed. They were tied for first place. And you have Union, who is the number three seed, and they tied for first place. I see four number one seeds in the bottom half of this bracket.
I agree with you. I mean, last year we lost a coin flip to Richfield, and we went and played Desert Hills, and they were, you know, a number one seed, but so were we. And so it just, you know what, just because you don't get the number one seed doesn't mean you're number one team. We won our region. We shared a portion of it just like Emory did and just like Morgan and Grantsville did in their region. So you're right. There's four number one seeds in our in the bottom half, and then there's two number one seeds in the top half with Richfield and Morgan, because Morgan was the number one seed. They tied with Grantsville.
Yeah, I definitely believe the bottom of the half is a little bit more difficult, but...
Oh, absolutely, it is. It's a tough half, but you know what? If you want to win it, you've got to beat the best teams, and that's the approach we're going to take is, you know what, if you want to survive in advance, you have to beat everybody you play. It doesn't matter. And if our girls step on the floor with any doubt in their minds against whoever they play, we're going to struggle. And this group has done a good job of putting those doubts behind them and stepping on and just stepping up and playing the game, and that's what we need to do.
I know Carbon and Emory have not played in a while, and we have an opportunity to see that in the second round. With it being Carbon and Emory, is it difficult to keep the girls focused on the first round game and not look ahead to, hey, you may get Emory in the second round just based on the history between the two programs?
I think if we're looking ahead, we're going to have problems Friday night. So our job as coaches is to not let them do that. You know, we got to focus on the task at hand, and we can't worry about who's ahead of us. And so, you know, these next four practices, we'll be thinking about Summit Academy and what we have to do to beat them in advance. And then next week, we'll worry about who's up next.
Does the rotation change at all, Coach, as you gear up for the state tournament now? I know that first-round game, I mean, it all kind of depends on how things go, but on a base rotation, do you tighten things up a bit or do you keep it the same?
I think what's probably going to happen is we'll keep our core girls on the floor as long as we can, unless we get in foul trouble. Or if somebody's not playing well, then we'll have to go to our bench. The kids coming off the bench, they're going to have to make the most of their minutes, and if they do, they'll stay in the game. It's not going to, I mean, obviously it's going to change if we were playing, you know, some of the other teams in our region. But, you know, this is state tournament time. Well, your job is to survive in advance. And so our rotations, you know, it'll all depend on the situations. But I look for some kids to their minutes to be extended a little bit, hopefully.
Yeah, it has been a while since we've only played one game in a week, right? I mean, you have to go back a little ways for the last time that happened.
Yep, you're right. Absolutely.
And it's all
that goes back to when we had a bye about 3 weeks ago, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. Do the kids become a creature of habit and playing two games a week? Do you notice that as a coach?
I think they look forward to sometimes having that bye in the middle of the season because it does become a grind. It helps you get your legs back a little bit. And so we had two games last week. We got one game this week. We'll go hard for a couple of days this week and get ready for Summit Academy. And then, obviously we'll have to get ready for our next opponent starting next Monday should we survive in advance.
I haven't talked to you, Coach, since his senior night, so I wouldn't mind hitting him with this. We got to give Kelsey Sorensen a little bit of a mention because on senior night she was recognized, and obviously it was a great way to go out because you guys dominated at home.
Oh, it was for her. I was so happy for her, and she's had a great career for us, and she's definitely going to be an athlete that's going to be missed at this school in many more ways than just sports. She's a great kid. I've been blessed to have her on our team for the last 4 years and to be her coach. We're going to definitely miss her, but she's going to go on and do great things in her life. And she's a tough kid. She works really hard, and she's bound and determined to have success no matter what she does. So we're extremely proud of her, and we look forward to seeing what the future holds.
Coach, I always look forward to our conversations. Hopefully we're talking next week about making the trip down to St. George. Best of luck on Friday, and hopefully we'll talk again next week.
Hey, thanks so much, Jordan. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad breaking down what should be a very fun week of basketball, to say the least. We'll talk more high school basketball tomorrow. Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans is scheduled to join us. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports straight ahead when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.